what's up, guys? It's another episode of Complete Strength Podcast. Just on my way down to the gym. Kids are at school, so just dropped my youngest off now. The eldest one walks to school. He makes his own way now. It's all grown up. So they're off there. Mrs. L, aka Lady Laves at Instagram. She's at work. So not quite Ferris Bueller, but a little bit of time to myself. So yeah, so what I was talking about today was when people start doing training and they're given an exercise to do and they feel stupid doing it. So it could be different reasons why someone might feel stupid doing it. So it could be they've not done that exercise before. So there's a little bit of learning getting involved. It could be a confidence issue, just learning something new is generally tough. It could be a case that it's a technical move and it might be pitched at a little bit too a progressed rate for him, so they might need to bring it back a little bit. Or the third one, which you see quite a lot, especially on Instagram, is people putting through, or coaches or personal trainers putting their clients through something just because they think it might look cool on Instagram or Facebook, or you name the social media, they might be on it. But seeing that pretty much every single fitness professional is on Instagram, and I use the term professional pretty loosely, see that they're always on Instagram, that's the kind of mold that I'm going to be talking about. So they're the three kind of things. So addressing the first one, if it's a new move, then the only way you're going to get better at a new move, whether it be a squat, some kind of hinge variation, so a deadlift or some kind of block pull or kettlebell deadlift off a couple of plates off the floor, any kind of variation or some kind of press, whether it be a push-up and mix variations all the way up to a bench press, they just need to be done reps until you start mastering the movement. Same with anything. So there will be times when it'll be tough, there'll be times when you might get a little bit pissed off of it, but if you're not getting hurt and you're working along those right principles of progressing when you're ready to progress, then that's okay. There's going to be times you get frustrated. As long as you're doing it safe, that should be fine. The other one is if you're choosing something that might be a little bit too progressed for you. So what I mean by that is if you can't do a push-up, or you struggle doing push-ups and all of a sudden you start getting the barbell out and start banging out bench presses, probably not the way to go. Now, are you going to kill yourself? Probably not. Is it the most effective way to get stronger? Definitely not, because you need to do all the groundwork first before you start progressing. You don't decide that you're going to become a doctor and then just start being a doctor. There's a lot of groundwork that you need to do. I know it's a bit of an extreme example, but same kind of theory. You have to earn the right to get under the barbell. So that could be push-ups, even some like dumbbell presses. If you can't do a push-up, before now I've stuck people on a dumbbell press. Whether it be a floor press to reduce the range of movement. Get some light dumbbells and just build some foundational strength. Some people struggle doing push-ups. I know it's kind of the written thing for coaches that, you know, unless you can't do a push-up, you shouldn't be pushing any kind of load. To a point, they're right. To a very big point, I do agree with it. But if someone can't do a push-up and they're struggling to do incline push-ups every single session, give them something a little bit more fun to do. Give them a couple of dumbbells, some light dumbbells that you know they can move around safely. They'll still get strong off that, and plus it feels like they're not doing the same exercise over and over and over again. Just variation to keep a client happy, and also to keep them fresh. If they've not done training before, they certainly won't be coming back again and again and again. And it's just going to do the same thing over and over for weeks and months on end. It's going to get pretty stale pretty quick. So there's that. So always add regressions to it. If you can't do a bench press, you know, try push-ups, incline push-ups, some light dumbbell work. If you can't squat to depth without using anything, just a bodyweight squat, start off using a box. or a seat or a stool or the end of a bench or something. And then just reduce the range of movement. Learn how to squat that way. If you don't know how to deadlift, learn how to do a hip hinge. If that's all you ever do to start off with, learn how to do a hip hinge effectively. And then you've got other things like learning how to brace. So learn how to engage your abs and create a brace to make safe lifting safer. So all those foundational things that you can be taken into account. The main one was mainly if you just feel stupid doing an exercise because your coach is demanding that you do it. Now, I don't see it a lot, especially the coaches that I know. I don't see it in them at all. But I do see it with coaches that I don't know, and I just don't pass comment on it because it's not my place to. And you never get thanked for it anyway. But you'll see coaches, they might see something that looks pretty cool or something that they've done. So because they've done it, they kind of want other people to do it as well. So, single leg box jumps, that's one that I've seen on Instagram with a client clearly going to do a single leg box jump. And doing box jumps to failure. It shouldn't be that. You shouldn't be doing box jumps. In my opinion, you shouldn't be doing box jumps to failure. The whole point of doing a box jump is to increase explosive power. If you do it to failure, you're just increasing fatigue. You don't really learn if you're in a fatigue state. I can name it. Anything that's got these standing on a bleeding Bosu ball or standing on a gym ball trying to get balance. I've ever seen that meme of the guy doing a squat on top of a gym ball. I think that's a bit of a troll post, but that's the kind of stuff that people might take seriously and think that because someone can do it, they should be able to do it. Anything that looks ridiculous, anything that looks like a circus act, and you know that you can't do it, if you can't even do a basic squat, and your coach is getting to do these ridiculous things, just get a new coach. Quit a coach. If you don't want a coach, just go on YouTube and just follow some coaches who know what they're talking about. Top of my head, ones that I can think of. So Dan John's good for really simple strength. People like Joe DeFranco give good knowledge. Someone I follow quite a lot. Jim Smith from Diesel. Not the Thinker Smith, although he's really, really good. But if you're just starting out, it's quite hard to understand sometimes. I feel a little bit stupid when I'm listening to him because I have to kind of listen to it 3 or 4 times to understand what he's talking about. So yeah, there's those two. Brett Contreras, great coach to look for simple stuff, especially if you want to work on those glutes. There's tons, there's so many. And there's like the big name ones. There are tons of us. The way to see a good coach is if they're talking about progressing clients without making them do ridiculously stupid things, or even the fact that they care. In fact, scrap all that. If you want to pick a good coach, pick someone who actually cares about the client and not really doing egos. One thing that I usually go off, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, it might be a bit me being a bit judgmental, but I'll look at a coach, and if 99% of their posts are pictures of themselves topless or booty shots or all about themselves and not about the clients that they train, I kind of switch off from them anyway. It's not something that I'm into. That's just my opinion. I might be wrong. I'm not saying I know everything. I'm a little bit of a moron, but just personally, if 99% of their posts is all about themselves, I'm not into that. I don't learn from that. So I switch off and just follow other people. So that's it. Stop doing stuff that makes you look stupid. But having a little bit of a tangent there. I do that quite a bit. But what's coming up? So deadlift shop, that's going to be coming up 25th of November, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. The top of my head, I think there's 8 spaces left. So going for a maximum of 15. So there's 8 spaces left. You want to get on there, drop me a message, reserve your place, because they will go all those 15 spots. It's aimed for anyone at any level of deadlifting, whether it's you've never deadlifted before and you want to learn how to do it safely. If you've got a competition coming up and you want to do a little few tweaks to try and improve your lift, if it's programming guidance that you might need, we'll go through that as well. Any pain when you're lifting, you'll have Ben Cole from BEC Rehab. He'll be on guard to help us out as well. So basically, if you want to get on that, drop me a message quickly. And that's it. Just pulled up at the gym now. So I'm ready to do a full day's coaching. And I'll speak to you guys next time.